You know, since the military takeover and then the subsequent setting up of the interim government, the African Union has been greatly involved in Mali. Together with the ECOWAS, they have been taking steps to ensure that we have constitutional order, fully restored the territorial integrity of Mali that was challenged, also fully restored. We're doing this also together with CENSAD. Recently, we had a meeting with CENSAD on elections. And of course, the UN, the European Union, all the stakeholders, the international opposition of the Francophonie, are all interested in seeing that Mali gets over its challenges and starts on a new road of democracy and constitutionalism and rule of law.
Commissioner Abdoulaye, can you confidently say that the people of Mali or the country is ready for elections, especially with the security situation not completely secure at the moment?
Well, I was in Mali. I came in during the week. From what I saw, there are still some challenges on the ground. But the minister in charge of territorial administration gave us reassurances that, yes, there are challenges, but the elections could hold. So we are keeping our fingers crossed, hoping that things would go well and the people would participate in the election.
Well, Commissioner, how is the African Union going to support logistically to the electoral body as it goes ahead with operations to administer this election?
You may be aware that the African Union already has the special representative, the person of former President Buyoya, who has been engaging all the stakeholders, not only in elections, but in ensuring that there's security, there's calm, there's serenity in Mali. We are also watching the human rights situation. We have a team of human rights observers led by Madame Gansou, a commissioner in the African Commission for Human and People's Rights that has been in Mali for almost 2 months now, or getting into 3 months. However, with the bold steps that the AU is making in ensuring that we have elections that are not only free, fair, but are also credible and peaceful, the AU has embarked on the practice of long-term observation. So our observers, our long-term observers, which is a team of experts, has already arrived Mali to ensure that they have a thorough understanding of the process of the processes and the conditions on the ground so that the AU would be in a better position to appreciate and follow the situation in Mali. So these are some of the steps, and already by the 22nd of July, the short-term observer team will join the long-term observer mission to be led by the former president. I would also be there as a commissioner myself to help supervise and observe the elections. So yes, the AU has been engaged. It will remain engaged. And even after the elections, our long-term observers will remain on the ground and continue to monitor the process until we are certain that things had gone well.
Well, Madam Commissioner, let me ask you, since you just returned from Mali, in your personal observation, what do you see the current situation as, and what do you see the prospect of Mali maintaining its territorial integrity in the near future?
Well, I would say that all the stakeholders are working hard. And with the signing of the accord in Ouagadougou to allow for elections to be held in Kidal, we are hoping that at least the number one challenge has been overcome. The level of participation, we hope, will be something within acceptable limit, because, you know, already we are in the rainy season, and many Malians involved in agriculture, farming essentially, and we hope that on the election day, people would make the extra sacrifice of trekking, in most cases, long distances because of the nature of, especially Northern Mali, where it's a desert. Some of the polling stations are not close to where the people reside. They had assured us that they would have itinerant polling booths to cater for some people. So we are hoping that the elections would go. We are hoping that participation would be within acceptable limits.
Finally, Madam Commissioner, what would be your message to the people of Mali as well as in Africa as Mali marches towards restoring constitutional order?
Well, it's a known fact that Africa is rising. Most of our countries are doing very well in terms of our economies, in terms of the even the middle class. that's emerging out of the African Union member states. We are hoping that this can be better consolidated when we have a system, a set of rule of law, we have constitutional order, we have free, fair, and credible elections. We have leaders that can really take us to this, our dream land. You know very well that our theme during this, our Golden Jubilee, is on Pan-Africanism and African Renaissance. So we are calling on all stakeholders to ensure that the elections are not just conducted, but conducted in a credible manner so that it could usher in development and peaceful coexistence. But most importantly, inclusivity among the Malian people.